Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Telling George that I've made a decision in my life. So, you know, for those that don't know about the Baugh family history of what we name our dogs. So we name our dogs over the years after former athletes. So, of course, everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, you know that my dog's name is Kobe. Obviously, one Kobe Bryant. But growing up, we had a miniature schnauzer when I was really little. We named him Broderick, because obviously a Broderick Thomas. And then the dog that I had for the better part of my entire childhood was Desmond, off of Desmond Howard. And then obviously when I finally got a giant schnauzer, my DOG, my dog, I named him Kobe. And, you know, I've been, you know, Kobe's doing just fine. Homeboy's like almost, he's 7 years old now. He's doing good. He's a middle-aged man. You know, he's got like, he's buying mulch and, you know, he's got a 401k and all those things, but he's still out there doing his thing. But I do feel like I've come to the conclusion of what I'm going to name my next dog whenever that dog comes. I think I'm going with Clay.
I think that's a good decision.
I think I'm going with Clay. So it's Kobe Bryant Baugh, Clay Thompson Baugh. And if Clay's ever around with Kobe, I mean, Kobe and Clay, those are my dogs, Kobe and Clay.
It works.
Hey, Kobe, Clay, cut that out. Like, doesn't that work?
It works.
And there has to be like a subtleness to it, like, If people that know me and know that I love basketball, when you hear my dog's name's Kobe, you immediately go, well, duh. But like if you just like some dude just walked up to you that clearly like you didn't know and this is my dog Kobe, you'd be like, oh, okay, like what? Same with Clay.
It could go anywhere.
Could go anywhere. But I mean, honestly, what's not to like about Clay Thompson? Who doesn't, like, I get if you don't like, I can understand why you don't like Draymond.
Right.
I can understand why someone would say I don't like Steph. Steph's kind of like, I've always said, on the low, Steph's the cockiest guy on the court in the NBA. Is he not?
I mean, the shimmy.
He shimmies, he dances, you know, like Steph, but he looks a certain way and he's Steph, it's like, but on the low, nobody's more arrogant and cocky on the court than Steph. Again, I love Steph, but like, that's just how it is, right? But Clay, all Clay does is just come off down screens, dribble three times a game, have 29 points, lock up the other teams, but like, and just zero drop. Like, what is not to like about Clay Thompson?
He literally shows up, does work, and leaves.
That's it, you know?
But you know, a sneaky good name, though, that...
For a dog on an athlete or what?
Yeah.
Okay, give me and, it doesn't have to be a basketball player either.
No, but this one is. And Danny Woodhead said it the other day, Depot.
Yeah, that is good. That is a really good one. I'll give you that for Victor Oladipo, for people that don't know. That is a good one.
I've been thinking about it ever since he said...
That's a really good one.
That is a good name.
That is good. We have to go through... I mean, you know, you have to... You think about who made the All-Star team this year. You have to like the person or, you know, like the athlete. It has to work. And it can't be too obvious. Now, I just found out that Cynthia,
yep,
our receptionist, she named her dog LeBron?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Say that at this point, if I had the ability to give Cynthia the rest of the week off, because I would, because that is amazing. Cynthia, that is fantastic. It's my dog, LeBron. I'm just picking her like, LeBron, put that down. LeBron, you want to eat? Like, it's amazing. That's good. That's too good. It is too, too good. All right. Andy Kendi, 130. But coming up next, Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com. You know, we'll ask Robin, would Roby better develop in the G League next year or with Hoiberg next year? And trying to make sense of the 10,000 players that have been signed in a month here. Game time.